the world.
Palestinians.
Russia.
Iran. China.
Israel-Hamas war.
Affects us at home.
Higher tariffs.
Illegal alien sex offenders.
Buying up U.S. farmland.
Get news every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The sky gets it right.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. Yeah. It is a great day to be alive, my friends. Enjoy the chilly weather. You know what they say?
What do they say?
Chilly today, hot tamale.
All right.
Ooh. Thank you very much.
I like
everybody. Hey, it's going to be a really fun show with Shecky Rose here, because it's like my Friday. I'm going to Biketoberfest, doo-dah. But I don't want to rub it in your face.
Well, he hasn't been rubbing it into your face as listeners, but in the studio. When not on the air.
You're never supposed to tell what goes on behind the scenes.
I've been hearing about this every day, every
hour. Nick, didn't he sign an NDA? Nick, I demanded that. Yeah, I'm excited to go. I'll rub it in your Facebook when I'm there.
I did have somebody come up to me the other day and go, is Bob like, he's on the road all the time when he's not at the show. I'm like, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Greg does the schmooze tour.
Yes.
I do the It's All About Me tour. Yeah. I go where I want, do what I want. Life is short.
Yep.
Worked hard to get to this situation, and it's not like I got a lot of money. But
he's got vacation days.
That's it.
And he takes them.
Well, you know, look, here's life. If I had the money, I would take this trip.
Right.
And then you have the money, and you go, well, I don't have the time.
Right.
It's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I am going to try to find that balance. And is it perfect? Have I found it? Well, not bad.
But sometimes, which is really more important, you don't have to have money to enjoy yourself sometimes. Taking
Absolutely
the time
correct.
Off.
No, I agree.
I mean, drive 60 miles someplace.
Exactly.
Stay at a hotel you've never been to. You don't have to spend a lot of money just getting out of town. And Jen and I do this all the time when we're out. It's like, wow, it feels like we're a million miles from home, and yet we could be home in an hour if we had to be.
Yeah, Betsy and I really should be like tour guides and taking people, because we do. We have so much fun. We've done so much exploring. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like you said, just like staying in, say, in Palm Coast, there's the Coquina Hotel. People are going, what? What are you talking about? A hotel made completely out of coquina. All right? And it's been there for, I don't know, since like the 30s or 40s.
Right.
Parts of Tarzan were filmed across the street. And it's not far at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one little example of go, explore, have fun. And like you said, yeah, you don't have to go far, 60 miles or whatever, and you get a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
You get a break from every day. You're not thinking about all the daily stuff, because you're not, if you're around the house, you're reminded, you need to mow the lawn, need to clean that, need to fix that. So you got to get away.
You go to a restaurant you've never been to.
Exactly.
Just the little things, like find a mom and pop place you've never been to. Makes a difference.
There you go.
That's our advice for your life.
Go buy a small modular nuclear plant. I know I'm going to invest.
Wow. That was not on my list anywhere, I don't believe.
It's not, because I just found the story.
Oh.
Jeff Bezos investing big time in the nukes. Yeah.
Hmm.
It is interesting. You know, the left talks about the Green New Deal all the time and how we get rolled into that, suckered into that.
Mm-hmm.
But here we could actually find some common ground, and that is through nuclear energy. Yes, there's a byproduct of it, but they've come a long way into how to deal with that and limit the amount of waste that you have. But the point here is inexpensive energy. It's all nuke has always been that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the safety factor, yeah, that's certainly part of it. You know, a couple of 3 Mile Islands and throw in a Chernobyl there, and, you know, all of a sudden it doesn't look quite as great. But they've come a long way, and they're going to go a long way if they want to, if you want to put the resources into it. And I've talked about this, and I'm not exaggerating, 20 years ago. I've talked about this 20 years ago. At that time, Japan had some kind of program where they were building these small nuclear plants. And I said, that's the answer. I called them like neighborhood nuclear plants. You build them small, compact, doesn't take up a big landmass, doesn't have to, you know, it doesn't have to serve, you know, 10 million people.
Right.
So listen to this. AWS is part of Amazon. announced it has signed an agreement with Dominion Energy, Virginia's utility company, to explore the development of small modular nuclear reactors near Dominion's existing North Anna nuclear power station. AWS is Amazon's subsidiary in cloud computing. All right, so they have a massive and increasing need for clean energy as it expands its services into generative AI. The agreement is also a part of Amazon's path to net zero carbon emissions. So see, we can find common ground here. And I think that nuclear could be a large part of our future energy needs being met. And you can do it safely, and you can do it. You don't have to make these huge mega centers. Amazon is the latest large tech company to buy into nuclear power to fuel growing demands from data centers. Google and Microsoft have announced similar plans. Yeah, if you've got companies like that are really going to put the resources and money behind it, they could develop these things fairly quickly. And then you get somebody like President Trump in there who can then not waive the requirements, but make sure that it's not just red tape. So that the tree huggers can't chain themselves to trees and push the project off 5 years. That's basically what I'm getting to. So Amazon Web Services investing more than $500 billion in nuclear power. And I think that this is a big deal. And if we can get the rest of the kind of the greenies, because part of this is meeting their clean energy goals. But really think about it. This generative AI and all this other data collecting, moving, storage and all that, it does demand an enormous amount of power.
Right.
So this could be part of and that's what I look for. Look for some answers. Look for a pathway. You know, how can we find this common ground, enough of it to where we can get something done that's positive? And this would be American, baby.
Now you're talking.
America. It's what I always talk about, America.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to 614 Time Check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We've got plenty of stories to talk about, including Kamala's performance with Fox News Channel's Bret Baier. Oh my.
Yeah.
You got to stick around. We've got some sound bites and we're going to have some fun with this.
Opinions?
Could be a couple.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hang in there, my friends. Don't forget the Bob Rose podcast available wherever you download your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
I don't want these people in office anymore.
Weeknights at 6.
I don't want them destroying our country anymore. I don't want their inhumanity, their anarchy, their chaos anymore. I don't want their anti-Americanism.
97.3.
Enough already.
The Sky.
Happy, happy Thursday. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. What are your top stories? Sheriff's debate, Alachua County last night. What was it on WCJB, mm-hmm. Channel
yep.
20?
Yep.
And Emory Ganey is the current sheriff. He was appointed to clean things up.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently one of his opponents seems to be kind of that whole school of people and products that he was called in to kind of fix, clean up, repair.
Yeah, that's probably a fair way to put it. Yeah.
And so hopefully people are paying attention. And Greg, I know you pay attention and you watched mm-hmm. Some of it at least.
Yeah.
What was your takeaway?
Well, I think probably, and again, now am I biased? Absolutely. So you can filter that through because I have my opinions on them, and I do know Emory, and he is a friend. So I say that up front. Very different candidates. You've got the lady that's running, I always forget her name, and I apologize for that. She is all about mental health. And that is her thing. And I totally get that. And I think that a lot of our crime comes from people who have mental issues. No doubt about that. And I think maybe since that is her lane, if you will, I think she ought to just stay there and succeed in that and maybe assist law enforcement when they need that type of thing. I prefer a sheriff who actually has a law enforcement background.
Pamela Marshall Coombs.
Okay, there you go.
And that is her whole platform.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is mental illness is not a crime.
Yes.
And uniting for our safety, protecting our future leaders, etc. Mm-hmm. But that is like, yeah, you're right. That's kind of the thrust of her campaign.
Right.
And she, I believe, is a Democrat or running as an independent?
Independent, I think, technically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then Chad Scott is the other.
He's running as a Democrat, and again, he's been in law enforcement 30-plus years, a lot of it with Alachua County and with the city of Alachua. But yeah, like you said, because of the ties to the previous administration, people just think they're going to probably get a cookie-cutter version of that again because, you know, who your mentors are is kind of who you tend to probably follow along. And then you've got Emory, who has the most experience. He's worked in Tallahassee under three attorneys general, as they like to say. He's been appointed sheriff twice to come clean up messes from previous sheriffs. I think he's the most qualified, and he has the best resume. Again, my totally biased opinion.
Now Chad Scott has a lot of law enforcement experience, too.
He does.
Not nearly as much as Emory,
sure.
But plenty.
He's a little younger.
But
yeah.
He also, if I remember right, Sheriff Sadie Darnell, under her leadership, she let him go.
That did happen, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, I was looking at a post about the debate, and Sheriff Darnell had actually said, you know, ask which candidate, I forget how she phrased it, either who had or had not basically been let go in the past, because I believe that she fired him during her administration, and she's supporting Emory Ganey as well. And so I think if a former Democrat sheriff is supporting the current Republican sheriff, there's probably some reasons for that, you know, so who knows?
It's easy for me, but again, yeah. I have my biases too, but
sure.
Yeah, I mean,
we all
that,
do. Yep.
You benefit from the experience that Emory Ganey brings to the table, and I can tell you this, I don't know all the people in law enforcement. Greg knows a lot, but not everybody. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you this, boy, if I could measure what I hear and see.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
There's no doubt.
Miles
That's
ahead in terms of morale and how he would.
Oh, yeah.
How he runs the operation. Mm-hmm. There are people that actually came back to work.
Yes.
Because he was appointed the sheriff.
Yes.
A lot of them. And
yeah.
there was a huge drain of qualified people mm-hmm. in the previous administration.
Yeah, they bailed. It was bad.
So.
And he would like another term to help rebuild that. You can't do that in just a year or so, you know, a year or two. So we'll see.
Yeah,
what
he doesn't need the gig. He's really doing everybody a favor. He lives in the community.
Twice.
Yeah.
So, but he kind of keeps being drawn back in. So,
hey, Immigration and Custom Enforcement has arrested a Venezuelan migrant. I know, shocker. Released into the U.S. Yeah. by President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Department of Homeland Security. Convicted of assaulting a New York City Police Department officers, actually, in a widely publicized migrant mob attack. That was back in January, Times Square. And this was the one, yeah, you saw some stuff on video.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy, Darwin Ezequiel, a Venezuelan migrant, pleaded guilty to second-degree assault in July for his involvement in this mob attack. And so... This is going to be an ongoing thing, not with this particular, with that, all the groups that have come across the border mm-hmm. illegally. And Kamala Harris does not want to own it.
Yeah.
Brett Baer, Fox News Channel, she sat down with an interview with him. There's some backstories here. Her staff didn't want her to go on as long. They delayed her getting there. They were trying to cut into the time. They didn't want her to be, I guess, exposed, shall we say. She wanted exposure to Fox News fans.
Sure.
Because they're the biggest cable news operator, I mean, by far.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted the exposure, but they wanted to limit her exposure. Well, she said... Well, she said nothing we don't already know,
right.
Although Brett Baer tried, you know, take that whole turning the page thing.
If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam
Vice
President.
You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
I actually don't. Actually, you know what I'm talking about. No, do you know what she's talking about? Yeah, I know what she's talking about. She's talking about anything but her record while being with Biden. Yes. And they're attached at the hip. Biden has attached her at the hip. Bernie Sanders has attached her at the hip. Most progressive administration. Mm-hmm. She's the most progressive far-left person who was in the Senate before she was a VP pick. And Bret Baier tried to get her. Hey, you know, what do you mean turn the page? You were there for 3.5 years.
You were the one in office.
Her answer was Donald Trump. Donald Trump. You know what this reminds me of? Remember when you were a kid in school and you had a line of items over here? Let's say, for instance, okay, you have this line of items, Christmas and a 4th of July or something like that. Okay. And then on the other column, you have all these other various things, and you're supposed to draw a line.
Oh, yeah, right. Which ones like, connect to the other?
Yeah,
right.
Like Christmas on this side. Oh, that goes to Jingle Bells.
Sure.
For instance.
Perfectly.
You connect them. But with Kamala, her little diagram in her head is only one of like three answers. We had a bipartisan bill.
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
I grew up middle class.
That's pretty much it. No matter what the question is.
Exactly.
She will choose one of those three answers.
And so when she's faced off against President Xi of China or Putin, you know, and she's having a meeting with them.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, I grew up in a middle class neighborhood. I don't know that that is going to.
But the question was, what are you going to do if we come take Taiwan?
See how that, see the disconnect there?
She is, boy, she's something else.
We've got some more great sound bites for you. It's Thursday. Hang in there, my friends. And it's nice and cool. In fact, some would call it chilly. Be prepared this morning. It is 6:28, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Is anyone in Milton's path?
Supportive of the power restoration operations. We're glad that all those folks were stayed.
Catastrophic.
As it happens.
Really hit hard, and they've done really a fantastic job. The federal government, on the other hand, has not done what you're supposed to be doing.
The news station.
You have an opportunity to save Lebanon before it falls into the abyss of a long war. The
Israeli public will not accept a Palestinian state.
The local coverage you need.
The election coverage you want.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Life is good, but life is a little chilly this morning. Be prepared for that. It is 6:39. Thank you for supporting what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Kamala Harris on with Bret Baier yesterday. It was like the nasty woman and the cat meme. You know, just you could just put that picture in your head
and it won't go away.
And think about that.
Yeah.
And we've got some sound from that. But first, John Cedar, I think that's how you say his name. I don't know. But he was a contestant on The Bachelorette.
Uh-huh.
I watched little bits and pieces of that show, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. I can't say that I've really followed it. I don't know who the characters are. If people like that as a form of entertainment, I don't have a problem with it. It's just not my cup of tea. But anyway, apparently he's claimed he faked being a transgender.
Faked
being a transgender.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a shocking and bizarre revelation while he was speaking with Alex Stein on the Blaze TV podcast. He came out as transgender in May of this year and claims he did it to highlight how gullible and delusional the woke left is. I think a lot of trans women are turned on at the thought of themselves being a woman. Guess what? It doesn't magically make you a woman. We live in a free country. You can do whatever you want, but you can't make your fetish my truth. I don't have to accept it.
Wow.
Yep.
There you go.
He said that when he came out, he was met with intolerance, bigotry, and gatekeeping from both the left and the right. The interview began with Cedar wearing a full face of makeup that a podcast staffer slowly removed as time unfolded. I faked being a faker. I was a pretender, being a pretender. We are all the same. We are all men putting on makeup and dresses and claiming we are women. And I hope that this could help some people understand that just because you put on dresses and makeup as a man doesn't magically make you a woman. Well, the left would argue with you vehemently. It absolutely does. Well, no, I guess it's more of a state of mind.
How do you feel, Bob?
Yeah, how do you feel? I don't know. I was confused from the day I saw, you know, Joe Namath put on pantyhose. That's when it all started. Okay? But luckily, then, he followed it up with some, like, Burma shave or some other things.
Yeah, that
balanced
it out.
Where the broad in that was pretty, you know, easy on the eyes, if you're even allowed to say that anymore.
I don't think you are.
And this used to be a man's world. It's not.
Wow.
Anyway, so, yeah. Interesting stuff and the kind of attention you can get. And now I was trans, I wasn't trans. He did not speak on his coming out as pansexual in 2021 and his coming out as bisexual in 2023. Now, whether his foray into transgender was real or not, he certainly went to great lengths in order to sell the alleged troll, as evidenced by his social media. However, several commentators expressed skepticism that the transformation was real. What happened to your higher register voice during that interview? Where were your feminine hand movements? But good work on how far that you'll go to stay in character. Impressive. That was according to one Instagram commentator.
Funny.
Yeah. Well, look, if you watch a show for the entertainment purposes of this thing,
sure,
that whole bachelor, bachelorette thing, I mean, is there anything real about it, honestly?
I know. The whole, just the term reality TV, I think, lost itself a long time ago. I'd say where it first hit me, and I saw this on a couple of different things. It was on some of the, like, the car barn find things, or maybe even American Pickers. You know, this hasn't been opened in 25 years, and they take the chain and the lock, and they pull it off, and the dust. But then they have a view from inside where there's a guy with a camera. There's a cameraman inside, and he shows that the door's being opened from the inside. Like, well, how'd he get in there? Has he been in there for 30 years?
No. There's a technology that you can use.
Did they beam him in like Star Trek or what?
Well, hey, answer me this, wise guy.
Yes.
My car can give me a view that shows my car from the top.
But it's fake.
Is it?
Yes.
My car really is where they say it is.
Maybe.
Now I'm going to have to put objects on the roof and see if it can detect those. Back to Kamala and Bret Baier.
Oh, boy.
All right. First of all, Kamala's campaign is whining the Fox News interview was an ambush.
Wait a minute. Hold. There was Kamala and Bret.
Yeah.
That's one-on-one.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, everything Trump did was at least, like, 3-on-1. That's an ambush.
Yeah, well, see, he wasn't on the set. He hid behind a couch and yelled questions at her and then threw stuff at her.
Wow, we didn't see that somehow.
See? That's an ambush.
Okay. I think they're whining a bit too much.
She got a little emotional, a little aggravated, a little irritated.
Testy?
Yeah, I would say that if you can. I don't know if you could say that about a woman. But
I don't know.
About a broad. I don't know if you could say that about a broad.
Wow. Address there was cards and letters to the Bob Rose Show.
Yeah.
Care of Bob Rose, not Greg Cassidy.
And I'll be able to read them because women have better handwriting than a man. Because their feet are small, they get closer to the desk, just like the stove.
Wow.
It's all in good fun, Greg.
I know. Aren't you glad tomorrow's your day off?
I have two beautiful daughters who grew up strong and solid because of my antics.
That's what I would say if I were you.
In other words, despite my best efforts,
yes,
my kids have turned out fantastic.
Great result.
Thank you.
You bet.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got some sound bites from Kamala versus the Bear next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome, welcome, and happy Thursday. Coming up at 7:35, we're going to talk to Tim Marden, you know, from the Newberry area. Guy's politically astute, connected, and he's going to help to explain these amendments because they are Well, they've always been confusing the way they've written these amendments for the most part. So he's going to help kind of guide us decipher what we're looking at and maybe why we should vote a certain way on these things. And I look forward to that because I think the more information, the better. Okay?
Yeah.
So we've got that lined up, and we appreciate Tim. All right. Also, Kamala on with Brett Baer. We've got some sound bites and some fun with that. Real quick, though, first, yesterday, you know, I live in Keystone, or actually just on the edge of it in Clay County. And, I mean, when something goes on there, people are like, all over social media, like, I heard 10 cop cars go by. It's like, yeah, here we go again, right? But it actually was legit.
Really?
Here's what I have. Here's the latest I have. And actually, let me credit CJB because this was sent to me. But the two suspects, Quentin Foster and James Lewis, are being searched by deputies after they fled law enforcement, being searched for by deputies because they, I guess they're suspected of, was a four-wheeler involved, and then when somebody came, you know, to, like, I found my four-wheeler, but the guy sitting on it allegedly, like, pulled a gun on him.
Oh, so it's a stolen four-wheeler is the story here.
Yeah, that, well, that, that's it, the... might be part of a bigger story, but the story right now is, at least as of press time for CJB, and this was on their internet thing, deputies continue to look for two suspects. See, the reason it got so much attention, at least in the town, was because they put the schools on lockdown, both the Keystone Elementary and the high school, because they're in, you know, a couple of blocks of where this happened.
Right.
So anyway, and it was actually Betsy asking me if I heard what had happened, and that's, you know, the only thing that we could find so far. But we'll check into that further, see what the deal is. Kamala Harris's senior campaign advisor complained that Wednesday's much-anticipated Fox News interview with Kamala Harris was an ambush after Fox Brett Baer repeatedly pressed Harris for directly answer questions. That's their verbiage, directly answer questions.
Well, isn't that what we wanted her to do?
But that was my question. When I read this, I'm like, wait a second. The rules now have changed, according to the left, that if you want a direct answer to a question, you're ambushing that person. How dare you demand the truth? Because I guess what they're trying to say is maybe you can handle the truth. But we know the truth, Kamala. He's actually giving you a chance to sort of clean the slate. You want to turn the page. You want to do all these things. But let's start from the very beginning. What was the first thing that was done when Kamala Harris and Joe Biden took over? They used executive orders to repeal everything that Trump had in place when it came to the borders and opened it wide open. Total fact, no opinion. That's a fact. Every time the issue is brought up or even gets close to that, she immediately runs to the, we had a border bill, and Trump said no. We had a bipartisan border bill. Before you had a border bill, you had a border that was secure. And you let that stand for about 24 hours before you began to rip away everything that was set up as a protection to the American people. Listen to her squirm and do her little thing on this one.
Madam Vice President, a couple of things.
Prosecuted trafficking of drugs, guns, and human beings. And
Six Democrats voted against that bill.
Learned about that bill and told them to kill it.
Okay.
Every time you ask her about the border, she said, we had a bipartisan bill. Donald Trump killed it. Her answer to everything is Donald Trump.
Yeah. It was.
You know, go with this one.
If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
What?
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam
Vice
President.
You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
I actually don't either.
No.
I follow news and information as much as anybody. And I have no idea, unless she's referring to the border bill. But her answer to the question was, Donald Trump was running. Donald Trump was running. He was running for office. You were supposed to be running the country. Or at least running the border, border czar.
That answer reminded me of when they asked, when she was asked about, have you been to the border? And she did pull the whole, the border, we've been to the border. Why are we talking about the border? But you haven't been to the border. Well, I haven't been to Europe either. That was kind of the same. It's like the answer had nothing to do with the question.
And the results of the open border are all around us in every single national publication. Every single day, I can find you a story of an illegal immigrant killing or raping or robbing. Right. I can find several of them every single day. And there were victims. There are real victims of these criminals who never should have been here. And here's how she handles that.
I can't imagine the pain that the families of those victims have experienced for a loss that should not have occurred.
Right?
That wasn't the question.
It shouldn't have occurred because the border shouldn't have been open. But she will assume zero responsibility. She would offer a zero apology. Look, I don't... She's a sociopath. She can do things or not do things and watch crime and awful things take place with fentanyl and all that. And she will not take any responsibility, will not be held accountable, and can completely brush it off. A person who can disconnect from real pain and real loss of American citizens at the hands of illegals that never should have been here, she's a sociopath. The woman is crazy. And I'm probably being nice. My goodness. Yeah, was she rattled? She was a bit. We'll talk about that more coming up. 97.3 The Sky.
Debbie. Came in Steinhatchee with wind gusts up to 90 miles an hour.
Then Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
They made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Now Milton.
It's a monster.
Storm surge on the West Coast.
Historic.
Category 5.
The National Guard as well as specialized search and rescue teams.
Keeping you on top of every storm.
Here we go again.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
We appreciate the storm information.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.
The Sky.